So this is Joanne Fosland. I'm a personal and business coach and have today the pleasure of having a couple friends with me who were also at the NAR convention. And the topic of today's Fosland's Forum is NAR Convention 2009. So my guests here today are Paula Montefer from Flagstaff, Arizona, and Amber Murray from, do you say Mesa or Phoenix, or which do you say, Amber?
Today, Peoria.
Okay, Peoria. And for those of you that think Peoria is in Illinois, for today it isn't. And so what we really wanted to do, this is kind of a free flow of information. So Sherry and Bunny, you were, neither one of you were at the convention, or you're just...
Well, I was there.
Fine. Okay, great. Well,
I was not.
Okay, and so I will invite you to share your thoughts. And I think for anybody going to a convention, you know that just the enormity of the number of education sessions. I think this year there were 128 of them. And vendors in the trade show, which was close to 1,000. And number of people to network with, which was, they said there were 20,000 attendees. But I did hear later that that included the vendor numbers and stuff, and maybe there were 16,000 realtors. So it's impossible to do it all, but I love having kind of a wrap-up of it afterwards with people who have been there, so because we each kind of brought our different perspectives to what happened there. Who just joined us?
Don.
Hi, Don. Welcome. And thanks for getting here. I know we had a glitch in the phone numbers, and we may have a few other people join us. We did start a recording a couple minutes ago and are just getting started. Were you at the convention, Don?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I'm inviting the people who also were there to share, as we go along, perspectives that you might have. And I'm actually going to start with Paula. Paula had attended some of the caucuses and meetings where information about the RPR was talked about. And I think from everything I heard, this was one thing that kind of caused a buzz all over. So, Paula, you want to share with us what you heard and what your view of that was? Are you still here, Paula?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, now.
Okay. I actually also have a link that I can send you, Joanne, that you could email to everyone that's listening in to get some more information on this, just because there is so much to it.
Right.
But RPR stands for Realtors Property Resource, and it's intended to be a national data bank of information that has all of the listings sent directly to this data bank from MLSs all over the country. There is no offer of compensation or commission. They are very intent on making sure that everyone understands it is not intended to replace the MLS. However, with this RPR resource that NAR has invested over $20 million into, is going to come a number of resources to the agents that they may or may not currently have through their association. Certainly some of the statistics and reports that I showed were way beyond things that any association that I know of, including the Houston Association, is currently doing. And what I have in mind is the psychographics that they spoke about. So in addition to being able to produce all kinds of demographics, you'll also have information that they are calling psychographics that's based off of people's buying trends in certain areas. So just to give you an idea of the expanse that's going to be at your fingertips. This is an investment by our national association. They do intend to make money from it. And how they're going to make money is that currently there are companies in the market that compile information for government agencies, for people heavily involved in Wall Street, and investors of that nature in that capacity. And the company that is currently doing that has teamed up with NAR to create this new product. So a lot of people, one of the things that people were upset about is that they do intend to make money from this. I'm trying to think of what else I could tell you in a nutshell about it. You're going to be hearing a lot more about it. There is so much more to it. I don't want to take up the whole call, so I'll just say that I do have a great link that I can send to Joanne so that you can research and get some more information on it. But definitely it's something that you're going to be hearing about. NAR does intend to move forward. They do want the cooperation of all the MLSs. We are fortunate here in Arizona that one of our AEs has been on the super secret creative committee that's been working on this for years, and she let me know that they are going to be looking for MLSs to beta test this out in. So they really do want to go forward with all the realtors, and they did make it clear that there is no offer of compensation. It does not intend to take away from MLSs.
So, Paula, the time frame I think I saw of the rollout was sometime in the spring?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. The beta testing is supposed to be going on starting towards the end of this year, which I know is coming up soon. And then they do intend the beta version launched on November 12th. I just checked that for you guys. I'm not sure when they're going to launch, but I do remember them talking about the springtime.
Okay, great. Now, you know, in how you have explained it, it sounds like benefits to everybody, but I know there was some pushback from some people. And so what were people saying was the negative, or why would they not want this?
I would say that the number one fear that people have is that it's going to replace their local MLS, their local association. That they will no longer have that local representation and control. The other thing that I know that people are upset about is that a lot of people are upset with the open information age and feel that information is our commodity and that we shouldn't be just giving it away, even to NAR.
Yeah, let's Something get the more. Horse back in the barn and go back to 1993.
Right. But that was a big concern from a lot of people. And then I would say the last concern that people have is that there's some people that are upset that NAR is going to be making a profit from this. They feel that it's their information that they're going to be making a profit from. And when you get right down to it, it is. Now, the MLS committee that met was, you know, saying that it's not your information, it's an aggregate of information that we're collecting, and it's the statistics, and I get what they're saying, but the bottom line is they're producing their statistics from our information.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
So those were kind of the three big concerns that I heard a lot of people say. And interestingly, Joanne, the man that hosted our tweet up works for a mapping company.
Uh-huh.
And mapping companies are going to be directly affected by this because as part of all of those wonderful reports and graphics that I was talking about also comes mapping. So your association, I know my association pays for mapping, most associations do. That will be a cost that your association will no longer have to take on. So I said to him, are you concerned, you know, with RPR? And he said to me, I'm not concerned for myself. I'm concerned for you. And I said, wow, really? Why? And in the course of 3 minutes of just talking to him, as I've just talked to you, he ended the conversation by saying, my family will be in a bread line if this goes through.
Oh, my goodness.
And luckily, some other people walked over. So it was very graceful because I really didn't have a good response for that. But it was literally a three-minute conversation where he went from I'm concerned for you to my family will be in a bread line.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of hype surrounding this. And
well,
I just ask everybody to do their own research.
Yeah, and I imagine given that, there's probably some powerful vendors that will be sending out information that is designed to be scare tactics for people, or at least having a different side of it. Okay, great. Did anybody else on the call attend any meetings about that or have any information about it you wanted to share or chime in on with? Okay. Who joined us?
Harlan Knapel in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Hey, Harlan. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Good. I'm sorry about the mix-up on not getting you the number in a timely
manner. That's right.
Paula Montefer was who was just speaking from Flagstaff, and
she's
the incoming president at the Flagstaff Association. I am going to be giving everybody that registered for the call resource information after the call, so you'll get a link to hear the call from the beginning, as well as the links to the people who speak on the call, and any links that we talk about products or that type of thing. So the next thing I wanted to move into was products, and I spent probably 2 or 3 hours several days in the trade show, not as much as I would have liked, but I'm going to give you my take on the trade show, and then I'd like to just get everybody else's take on if there were products you saw that were must-have products, new things to see, or that. I felt, in general, that the trade show was pretty much the continuation of the products we've seen before. There was only a few brand new things that I saw. Last year, there were quite a few companies that were doing the texting, name writers, and other ways of getting information out to the consumers via text with pictures or just text. And I saw there were several of the people that were there last year weren't there this year, but there were more companies offering that type of thing. So I think the reflection of social media being one of the hot topics, and we'll get to that in a little bit, it was, for me, demonstrated by the number of companies that were offering information to consumers via text. I also was very impressed with the product that Amber is going to tell you about, which is her company that she works for, because she's got some information about some virtual tours and, again, using social media. But for me in the trade show, I really didn't come away feeling that there was anything new there. So, Paula, what'd you see?
You know, it's funny. I thought I had a bad attitude about it because I just wasn't as enthralled as I was last year, and I think it's because of the reason you just said in the beginning that it was a lot of the same products you've seen before. I did think that the Realtor Harbor was fabulous. That our own, the NAR's booth was great this year.
And what did you like about it?
Well, there's just so many tools that they have with the Right Tools Right Now program that they're doing that, you know, reports that used to cost $50 that are now free.
Right.
And I think that the way they had it set up so that people could kind of interact with that a little bit more really opened a lot of people's eyes to how much is available and how much they really are supporting us in resources at this time.
Yeah, I mean, I like that you mentioned that. For anybody on the call or listening to the recording that is not aware of the Right Tools Right Now, if you go to realtor.org, you'll see a little icon, and there are over 100 tools. And one of the ones that Paula mentioned used to cost $50 and is now free is they just released at the convention the 2009 profile of home buyers and home sellers. And I've used this for years in my presentations, but in my work with my coaching clients, I have been telling them all to go get the survey, because if they have clients they're working with, the third-party information in that report is wonderful. I had one of my coaching clients who was getting ready to list a home, and the woman was really pushing for wanting print advertising. And this is something over and over. I was part of a panel at WCR, and across the board, when people asked what they were cutting out and where they were shifting dollars, it seems like nationally people are choosing to pull back from print advertising and put their money or their time, maybe with social media, into other ways of generating business. And so the profile shows a statistic that only 2% of sales are generated from print advertising. So I recommended to my coaching client, you know, make a copy of this and put it in your pre-list package. There's a lot of other great information up there, brochures, and I know our new president, who, of course, from Arizona, we're very proud of because she comes from Arizona, Vicki Cox-Golder, said that increasing the number of tools available to help us through the tough times was something that she was very committed to doing this year. So I think we're going to see even more products being added to that. Anything else in the trade show, Paula, you have that you want to mention?
No, not really. I'm sorry to say.
No, that's okay. And you know, when I was talking to several people, when I asked them what they thought of the trade show, the word boring came up a couple times. So I think it's maybe, though, good to see all of the people who are there, that have been there over the years, that are sustaining, supporting us and being in business and all of that, because certainly the ones that aren't there anymore could have, been one that you invested money in and now they're not there. So Don and Bunny, either one of you, your take on the trade show?
I thought it was terrific. But I
okay.
enjoy it every year.
Yeah.
I haven't missed, well, I missed one in 22 years, so I go every year, and it always, you know, lifts me up. One of the things you didn't mention that I thought was very cool was David Knox has done a video, which he will personalize to you. Sam Miller has it on his website, and it's talking about a really good explanation, simplified, of the tax credit for both first-time home buyers rebuyers, if you will. It is pricey, but it does give you the idea that if you're handy with video, you could do it yourself. But I did like, you can go to David Knox site and you can see samples there too.
Wonderful. As I said, you know, sometimes when you're walking around that trade show, you go by a booth that's really crowded and you don't get back to it and you miss stuff like that. So that's one of the reasons I like to do this call.
I also thought the market snapshot was pretty cool. I'm not a top producer user, so I wasn't familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you can use it, it's very cool. I did buy that.
You did. And and can you buy that separate or do you have to buy top producer?
You can buy it separate. You can buy it in combination with what they call Market Builder, which is a series of postcards, or you can get it with Top Producer. And I bought it. I do not have Top Producer. I was able to buy it.
Great.
And actually, one of my friends that I think you may know, Joanne Linda Davis, up in Connecticut also.
Right.
She bought it also. We bought it together, and she emailed me a couple of days ago and said that she got it up and running and already had 5 leads coming in.
Wow.
Responses from it. So she's happy with it.
Yes, that sounds powerful. My friend Mary Popandy out in California and Ira Serkis, I believe, both have been using that on their blogs and their website. Mm-hmm. So
they're top producer users, I guess, aren't they?
Mary isn't. I think Ira is. But
I thought this was the first year they offered it if you weren't top producer. Maybe not.
It's worth going to look at, and it sounds like if Linda had that kind of results, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Thanks, Bunny. And how about you, Don?
I kind of had the attitude I wasn't that excited when I left the show this year.
Okay. So there was anything at all that you felt was worth buying or following up on that you weren't already using?
No, I also bought that market snapshot a couple months back, but I don't have it set up properly on my website, so that's one thing I'm going to have to do now.
Okay.
Because it hasn't worked for me.
Their tech support is wonderful. I was a little leery because many years ago when Top Producer first came out, I bought it, and then I dumped it because you couldn't get tech support. So
yeah.
I was a little leery this time, but they have been wonderful.
All right. Well, that's good news.
So just give them a call. Get it set up.
Right.
Okay.
A to-do from the call, Don. We're giving you homework.
Yes.
And then I mentioned that Amber and her company had a booth there. I met Amber at an EPRO presentation I was making back a few months ago in Arizona and was very, very impressed by both their product and how they're using it with social media. So, Amber, I'm going to give you like 5 minutes to kind of give people the overview of what you guys do.
Okay, thank you, and thank you for inviting me to the call. One of the things that we experienced at the show was the number of people that were talking about Facebook and the results that they've been receiving. I had a number of agents tell me that the last 5 sales that they had actually were a result of them being on Facebook and truly understanding the power of it. We also noticed a lot of people talking about Twitter and YouTube. We heard in presentations, people coming out of presentations, that what they were touting is that YouTube is the number 2 search engine right now, and they expect that to surpass Google, which was an interesting conversation. So we kind of feel as a company very fortunate as we've moved in that direction, making sure that all of our tools were poured over in those directions for our agents. And we also heard a lot about agents going from doing videos. They actually had taken video cameras and done a video of a house and been unhappy with the results, and then taking something like a product like ours, which then can turn it into video and add voiceover to it, and the level that they were able to promote themselves and to talk about the changes in the marketplace, because they can embed that right into a virtual tour and add voiceover to it. So we had a lot of excitement around our booth. I would say that I talked to several of the vendors that were there, and their numbers were completely down. We were very blessed in seeing quite the opposite. Our numbers were a little bit more than we had anticipated, so we were very fortunate. But I do believe...
Amber, what's the name of your company?
It's Previsit, or Previsit, with an E at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you see us at the show?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, good, good. Well, I feel very fortunate to be part of this company. They certainly understand. It was developed by a gentleman who had been in real estate for many, many years, and so he took a look at it from his perspective, which was, how quick can I get a virtual tour done? So, in other words, can I get photos done in 10 minutes? Can I get it up on the web within less than 10 minutes? And so we really based our product on that premise of it taking less than 20 minutes to complete a virtual tour from photo to the web to distribution.
So tell people how that works. Why?
So we're one of the fortunate companies that can accept multiple formats of photos, one of which is the fisheye technology, which you're all probably familiar with. But in past, fisheye did not look very attractive when you added it to the virtual tour. Our programmers have figured out a way to actually take the fisheye and turn it into a flat photo so that it really actually looks as though it's a stitched scene, but it has floor to ceiling 180 degree view, as well as from one end of the room to the other end of the room. So it truly allows an agent to take one shot and be able to get the great room and the kitchen all in that one shot, and let the consumer be able to investigate it by zooming in and zooming out using high definition virtual tours. Our Facebook interface has been phenomenal. We have a great rating at 4.75 rating with Facebook and getting better all the time. And I do believe we're in the process right now of building a business page for our real estate agents that is self-maintaining. One of the things that I hear from agents is that they really do like Facebook as a tool, but they're not 100% certain as to exactly how to use it effectively. And do they add their business partners in there, along with their customers, along with their friends. So that was a big buzz that I heard a lot. I had a lot of agents tell me that they took quite a few seminars on, which was really exciting to hear. And Twitter, That's what I got.
Okay. And what we'll do, Amber, is put a link to you or to the company page or whatever you give me. So if people are more interested in the camera with the fisheye lens and the product, that they can get the information from you.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who just joined us?
Wynn Eckett.
Hello?
Wynn joined.
Oh, it's Wynn. Okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Wynn.
And now we've got Bunny on the call. I think that's who just said hi to.
Oh, hi, Bunny.
Hi.
Okay. And so you're just in time, Miss Wynn. Wynn Ashutz is from Michigan, and another person, actually my roommate at the convention. And I had invited Wynn to join us as well. So we were just kind of wrapping up and talking about products and the trade show and all of that, Wynn. So you want to chime in with any of your perspective on that?
Oh, let's see. Well, I didn't get to talk to Amber like I wanted to about her camera, but that seemed like it was a pretty cool deal. And that's the camera with the fisheye lens that I just came in on when she was talking about that. And another thing that I thought was pretty interesting, I thought that Quantum Male seemed to have some pretty good, like if you wanted to mail out, an express copy as well. They're both really reasonably priced. Express copy is still $30 for the flyers.
Wow.
Which I couldn't believe. And I'm trying to think, what else did I see that I really... Did anybody talk to those REO women that were there?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
And what were they?
They were women that were looking for REO women brokers to handle some REOs that they're going to be getting. I mean, it must be a lot of REOs. What they wanted to do was build an REO woman network.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, I do. But you had to have like a $750,000 in surplus so that you could pay all the REO, all the trash outs and cleanup and restoration of the houses before you put them on the market to be reimbursed when it closed. I didn't like that idea, so I didn't go back to that booth.
I'll check that one out as far as a link. I know in one of the Women's Council meetings, I was in the steering committee meeting on people who had had a great year last year. We had a panel of four people shared there, and one of the participants in the audience had introduced herself as having a women's network for distressed homes. So I bet it was the same person.
Probably was.
Yeah.
Yes,
and they told her she couldn't do a commercial in the middle of the thing because she really kind of lapsed into it. But like you said, it and what she had said was just really taking that specific niche market.
Right.
Okay. Good. Then the education and meetings, Women's Council, CRS, any of them, any input from anybody that was there about benefit or things you heard in meetings that was valuable?
Well, I thought, this is Wynn, I thought that NAR did a terrific job of getting the word out on the free realtor tools that they have online for us. And I attended on one of those little sessions because there is so much there. And just that NAR marketing report is just a piece of gold for us. I just would like to see everybody go to the NAR site and take advantage of all that they have given us or the things that they'll make our life easier. Let's say that one other thing I did do was I did get the I went to the... Oh, what session was that? I went to a session on using those tools, and I'm just trying to remember. I've got so much going through my mind right now.
Max Pigman, probably, right?
Yes.
He did a great job. All of his ed programs selling our products were really good, though.
Well, the Realtor.com, that new CMA product, Market CMA, seemed really, really something
Market
that
Snapshot,
I wanted to tune into. Right, Market Snapshot, that's it.
Yeah.
That I wanted to tune
Linda
into.
And I bought that when we were just talking about it.
And how did you like,
Well, so far it's good. Linda's up and running and she loves it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm almost there.
All right. Did you go over to the Top Producer booth? They seem to, I almost bought the new Top Producer product and I just.
Well, that's it. That's
the Market
Snapshot.
But you
producer.
Don't need the new Top Producer product to use the Market Snapshot, I guess.
Right.
Right.
But,
that's nice. That means you can incorporate Facebook then as well.
Right.
That's correct, yes.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Great. You know, one of the things that seemed to be, as we're talking about a hot topic with social media, and I think Paula mentioned that one of the things that was not directly part of the convention but happened during the convention was a tweet up. And the day before the convention, there was a rebar camp. So for those of you not familiar with a rebar camp, you basically have a full day that people sign up for sessions that are created in the morning when you get there. So you have a great big whiteboard and a whole bunch of meeting spaces, and people write a topic up there that they're willing to facilitate or share. And in some of the sessions, it's very much a discussion rather than one person giving information. So I know at least a few of us were at the rebar, and it looked quite well attended, and I heard good things from everybody that went to sessions about little nuggets they walked away from.
I thought it was great.
It was kind of a nice open forum.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
I like the facilitating aspect of it as opposed to just somebody talking, and because everybody in the audience, well, not everybody, because I was there, but a lot of the people in the audience knew as much or more as the facilitator, so it was really full of good stuff.
What topics did you go to, Bunny?
Let's see. I did a lot of the social media stuff because I've been dragging my heels on that. And although I'm on all those sites, I don't use it to the benefit that I should. And search engine optimization, and I forget now, but I've got notes galore, which I'm just transposing into my computer.
And, of course, the wonderful thing about the NAR convention is always the contacts you make, because just as you're saying, having new people to tap into and say, okay, tell me again how to do this, or following somebody on Facebook or Twitter that presented. Of the ones you went to, Wynn, were there anybody you want to mention?
Well, I went to the Facebook and the Twitter, and I went to was it Michael Menson?
Mike Parker.
No, it wasn't Mike Parker. It's a Mike, and it's an M last name, and I'll think of it in a minute because he actually.
Mike Mueller?
Yeah, that's it, Mike Mueller.
And I'll give a link to him on the follow-up. He's actually done my Facebook fan page and is building them for people, I think, for $250. He does a fantastic job. And he did a session there at the Rebar Camp, both on Facebook and on LinkedIn, that were just phenomenal. One of the things that I'm hearing is the importance of claiming your vanity URL for your fan page. So when they originally were doing fan pages, you had to have 100 fans before you could claim the URL and change it from the rather long, convoluted address to your vanity address. And they've changed that now, so it's 25 people have to be fans, which is most people could get up and running with that pretty quick. The vanity URL is really one that gets Google juice, that allows you to claim kind of some powerful keywords that perhaps will bring you some good traffic.
What is your vanity URL, Joanne?
Mine is just Coach Joanne.
Okay. So what are they saying, like, for me? For would it be Realtor Win or Michigan Realtor? Or
it would be even more specific than that, because what I'm seeing, it may be Traverse City Win. Realtor,
mm-hmm.
Realtor Win in Traverse City or something like that. You want, and they said the thing you really, really don't want to do is put your company name as your title on your fan page, because
mm-hmm.
if you ever leave the company, I mean, if you own the company, it's one thing, but
mm-hmm.
If you ever, because people are going, you know, their name and Caldwell Banker or something like that.
Right.
And
so, like, Wins Marine City Homes or Marine City
uh-huh.
Homes.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Maybe not even your first name.
Right.
Sure.
Because, you know, I mean, the truth is people aren't going to search your name. People
right.
are going to be searching for the property, the location,
right.
and that's where the good Google juice is going to come through the vanity name.
Okay.
Yep. And I was listening to, I got some recordings from last summer, Star Power, that had a breakout on this, and one of the guys was saying how he had been in a race with one of the other realtors in town to get their town name and homes, and he won the race, but he said it made a big difference, so really looking at that. I also heard somebody say something interesting about having both their Twitter name as their name, and then another one that would be more keyword specific, and retweeting each other that way, which I thought was kind of interesting. Lot of techniques with social media. Anybody else on ideas you heard? Or
well, when they're talking about your vanity, do they want you to put virtual tours and internet marketing dash Amber Murray, or Amber Murray and then dash?
There's no, like, rules here. And I think what we're seeing is, you know, you have a title for your fan page. And that is irrevocable. I didn't say that right, but you guys know what I mean. You can't ever change it. And separate from the title, the URL can be anything you want. So if your name is in the title of the fan page, I'm thinking, like Wynn said, it makes sense to pick better keywords if you're selling properties that are going to both position that and give you the Google juice.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So just one little tip there. Anybody else? Tips you heard? Anybody go to any of the educational sessions that were particularly good?
This is Don. I went to the one with Mike Parker and Mark Porter.
Okay.
And they did a lot of stuff about Facebook, and then they talked about Twitter as well.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't catch it when I was taking the notes, but Mark Porter has a lot of good stuff on his website.
He does. Yep.
But I don't know what it is exactly.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not markporter.com, but I'm sure if you Google it, you can find him. I'll look that up and send a link. I also will send a link. All of the educational sessions were recorded. So for people that didn't go, you can pick and choose. I think there's $17 each, or the cost of all 128 of them is $595. Now, here's a tip. I called today because they gave us a coupon at the convention that said it expired on the last day of the convention, and they're willing to honor it if you call. If you try to put the code in on the website, it will charge you the $5.95, but you can save $100 if you're interested in the whole package. And I'll put the 1-800 number in. Well, it's 800-241-7785, and then give them code 219-7B. And the guy that answered the phone today said we usually try to extend that for at least a week afterwards, so if people are frantic and they didn't get there, they're happy with us. So if
I just downloaded my two, you know, you got two free. I bought a bunch there, but I downloaded the two free. And let me tell you, it is convoluted. Actually, we had six because my daughter and son-in-law were with me.
Uh-huh.
And we had to call them in Chicago to figure out how to get this thing done. It was
really
tough to get the two free. But he didn't even know. He had to go talk to somebody else. He couldn't figure it out.
Wow.
But we finally got them.
Uh-huh. What was the website, Joanne?
So it's, I think it's iPlayback. Or one playback. Let me just make sure because I've got it written down. And it's iPlayBackNAR.com. So the letter I.
Okay. Oh, I guess I don't have to really worry about that, though, do I?
No, dear. We got saved some money.
Okay.
So we're sharing. A good way to do it. Yvonne was going to get on the call if she could, and she was on the road, but she had gone to a Women's Council presentation that Matt Ferrara did on Saturday morning, and one of the resources he had shared in his presentation was something called QIK.com. Anybody else familiar with that?
No.
It's apparently a website or an application where you can upload your videos and right from your phone to your social media. And everybody I talked to that was in that presentation with Matthew was wowed by it. So it's QIK.com. And I don't know much more about it than what I'm telling you, but perhaps checking that out might be a good resource too. Okay. Well, anybody else, questions, thoughts, anything that particularly was fun, useful at the convention that we haven't mentioned?
I just want to say that this is Paula. I just want to say that the Entrepreneurial Excellence Series classes are always outstanding. And unfortunately, with the schedule of meetings I had to take, I was only able to take one of them. The instructor with Dr. Donald Shapiro. He's from the Harvard International Negotiation Program.
Uh-huh.
And it was an excellent, excellent session on dealing with emotions and negotiations and five practical tools for doing that. So.
Ooh, cool. And did they record those?
I was just wondering. I'm like, I wonder if they're the same cost as all the other classes.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't
okay.
know.
It seems to me in the back of my mind, it was, if you bought it on site, you got those, and if you didn't, they weren't available later. But I might be wrong.
Oh, gotcha.
So, anyway, just speaks more for making sure you do everything you were supposed to do before you leave the convention, but I don't know about the rest of you. I was tired by the end of it and ready to get home.
I was sitting on stools every chance I got.
Yeah.
It was pretty tiring.
There's just so much, and there's so much information that you don't get until you come home. And one of the things that I didn't find out about until I came home was that NAR has amended its policy on equal housing opportunity to include opposition to discrimination based on sexual orientation. And I think probably a lot of people aren't aware of that. So,
and so what exactly does that mean, Paula?
That means that according to NAR's policy, now I was just talking with my husband about this. This is not the federal government. This is the National Association of Realtors. And when I researched it a little bit further, in the recommendation, which came from the Cultural Diversity Committee of NAR, in their recommendation, they cited that the Obama administration has signaled that they will be making these changes in HUD's policy.
Wow.
And they recommended that to the NAR Board of Directors, and it was approved.
Okay.
So this is just NAR Equal Housing Opportunity. It now includes opposition to discrimination based on sexual orientation.
Okay, great. And like you said, a lot of what happens at the convention you hear about afterwards, so that's one of the reasons why I like having these calls, and I really appreciate everybody that was there sharing the slice of it that you brought back with you, because masterminding is a wonderful thing. And so I'm pretty much going to wrap us up. I have two little shameless plugs I'd like to add at the very end of the call on two programs I have coming up in the near future. One of them is a business planning 2010 program that includes my 30-page awesome year plan and 3 one-hour conference calls on the 3rd, the 10th, and the 17th of December to walk people through fine-tuning their business plan so that they really have that ready to go, hit the ground running in January. The cost of the business plan and the 3 sessions is $57. And under programs up on my website, you can sign up there or email me if you want more information. And then the other thing I'm doing is something called Social Media Six Pack. And it's a 6-month-long program where every single month we're looking at a different social media platform. So the December call, if you signed up right now, would be creating a social media plan. And then in January, it would be using Twitter. In February, using Facebook. In March, using LinkedIn. And so we go through, and again, the information is up on the web, so I don't want to lengthen this too much, just bottom line. And that either costs $27 a month if you want to pay for it monthly or $150 for the whole 6 months. And we've got checklists and homework and that type of thing, so you can focus on really bringing each platform to a place that it's going to pay off for you rather than being helter-skelter all over the place with it. So that said, I'm just going to wish everybody a really, really wonderful Thanksgiving. Again, I apologize for the misstep in getting you the phone number ahead of time, and I know probably there's some people listening to the recording that were frustrated today. So my humble apologies to you, and I will send you a follow-up and a link probably at the latest by Friday afternoon.
Oh, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you to all.
Good call.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Joanne.
You're welcome, Wynn.
Alrighty.
For
take
jumping
care.
On. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Joanne.
Yes.
Are we still going to hang out and talk?
We are. And Yvonne should be meeting with us in just a few minutes. Are you still here, Amber? Nope, Amber left, so it's just you and me now. It's kind of cool because I can see from the screen who's still connected and not. And, you know, sometimes I've scheduled things for afterwards, and some people will just kind of hang on in the background, and I can call them out.
Mommy.
So,
thank you for being a part of that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I thought you did a wonderful job at just bottom lining that, and that was great. Great, great, great. You make me look good, girl.
Me look good, girl.
Well, isn't it nice when it's mutual like that?
I'll take that and wear it in my hat all day.
So, Yvonne did say she thought she could get on this call at 4 o'clock, and I have that it's 2 minutes till. Are you going to try to set up any other Facebook sessions, or are you pretty much done with what you have?
I haven't done anything, so I'd like to try to do something. Yeah.
Okay.
I've just been, I'll give myself a little bit of credit. I did speak with a lot of people at the convention about
uh-huh.
it that want me to come and teach to their association, so I just need to follow up and get it scheduled.
Yeah, because I would think like Payson or even I know Yvonne is doing Havasu, but Bullhead or what's the other one up there that's closer to you, but not by much. What?
Kingman?
Yes. Well, you know, the funny thing about that, see, I've done the tech GRI classes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they need this, honey.
I believe it. I believe it.
And that's really what I see, because we are just, you know, really getting started, that the people we're having are the people that have been resisting it, that aren't doing it. So I think it's a real opportunity. And Barb did say we may see how we can bring this back next year, but because the budget is already allotted for December, if you have days and times that you
realize it has to be in December. Okay.
Yeah. That's why when we talked before, I said, you know, get busy and call people. But you know what?
Yeah.
Realtors don't sign up for things more than a week or 10 days out. So even given where we are right now, if you made a couple calls on Monday and scheduled some things for the second or third week in December, you'd be good. I just scheduled Santa Cruz 2 days ago. And
nice.
Yeah, and we're going to do it, I think, on the 14th. So.
Okay. And then I wanted to ask you, I was asked to write an online course.
Uh-huh.
On social media, dealing with code of ethics and national topics.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just not familiar with this form at all, and they sent me examples of that. But I was wondering if you have any base of what the pay is or how the pay works when you do something like that, because I have no idea.
You know, I don't, but Barb would, because we hired somebody to do it for the 100 course that they can take online.
Okay.
And so, I've never done one, and I've never been approached. So I really don't know what the scale is there, but I would think it would be pricey. I mean,
okay.
I would think maybe a couple $1,000s. That would be my take on it. And, you know, it would depend on how much, if whether you're just doing the outline and stuff or how much they're expecting you to bring together for it and how much they're providing, you know, putting the polls in and doing any interactive stuff, because there's so many differences in online courses in how they look.
Gotcha. Yeah, it says, he wrote me that, because I asked him, how does that work, you know?
Yeah.
And he wrote, this is Michael McAllister with the CE Shop.
Okay.
We would compensate you at an agreed-upon hourly rate to consult with our team on the content and then profile you as an SME on the project.
Okay.
I don't know what SME is, but I'm guessing. Social media expert or something.
Yeah,
like
there
that.
You go. I met him at the SRS meeting because they're going to bring the SRS class online, and I was pretty impressed with them. They're all so young. They may even be younger than you.
That's not fair.
No, it's just really interesting for them to have the presence that they have and being doing things on the level they're doing them, because it's like jumping in and having it work right away. You know, I mean, the old way of having to be in business for 5, 10, 15 years before you get credibility is out the window these days. So anyway, it was very cool hearing them talk, and they were real passionate. I was impressed with their passion about what they're doing.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. That's all good to know.
Yeah, and I would think, now again, this is just like a figure I'm pulling out of my hat. I would think like $50 an hour would be a good place to start.
Okay.
But you know what I always do? I may have told you this before. When people want to hire me, I ask them what their budget is. What do you normally
do? Yeah, that before.
And, you know, I it's really good, because a lot of times people are going to pay me two or three times as much as I would have thought of. So, you know, just say, well, give me a range of what's common.
Nice.
And you could say, since this is the first time I've done this, and then you could say, you know, I make $100 an hour as a realtor. So
I could say all kinds of things.
Yeah.
But no. He did write in there, and I believe this is true. If your intentions are to do more teaching, this exposure could be really good for you, as our courses are distributed all across the country.
Well, that's true, too. Yep.
That is true.
Okay. Well, because it's 4 minutes after, I'm going to assume Yvonne either she was driving from the White Mountains to Tucson today, and she thought she would be in a good place, but there's so many bad places between
that
there and
awful. driving through so many bad places.
Well, it's everywhere. You know, the whole Salt River Canyon is just about impossible, because I've tried to have, you know, calls, and they just keep getting, and then you go through Globe, and Globe is, like, pretty much dead space except for, you know, 400 feet, and then it's okay. So I'm just guessing she got a late start out of the White Mountains and can't jump on the phone. So I'm just going to share with you, and then I'll share with her separately, because there's not that much here. What I have done with the handout is we had something as we were going through the different stuff on them setting up their profile, one line that said privacy. And then almost to the end, we had a section that was security. And what I found was that as we were going through there, I didn't go deeply into it, knowing I was coming to it later, and people kept asking questions. And
sure.
It was like, well, this is silly. I may as well, you know, oh, well, we're going to come to that. Oh, well, we're going to come to that, you know.
Right.
So it was like, oh, maybe this fits here. So on the outline, I just brought everything that said security right up to that after the profile, so that we can spend some time, you know, showing them who sees what, how they can protect things. Mike Mueller in the Rebar camp showed a couple things about people's profile pages that he said you really wanted if you wanted to protect your family to get off of there, because he showed an example of somebody who had links to their children and their children's, you know, information and sites. And he said if you're using your profile page as a business page, you probably don't want to put that information up there. The other, and I may have mentioned this to you guys when we were talking, but the other thing that I'd heard as an idea was putting your family and friends in as a group rather than segmenting it, but pulling the more personal stuff into the group rather than having everybody on the page. Because one of the people in the Green Valley said, my niece posts, you know, naked pictures at parties from her college and stuff. And I don't want all my clients to see that. But on the other hand, you know, I like having one place where everybody is. The other thing I added to the handout, and it's towards the end where we can spend as much or as little time as we want, is I added a topic just called tips. Because I found they were, one of the questions people talked about was, you know, all of the stuff about the games showing up on the page. And I showed them how to hide them. And then there was one other that I put on there. And I don't remember what it was. Oh, well, you'll see it, because
okay.
It says what it is, and you'll know what it is. But I find, you know, just showing people, here are a few little things you can do that just make the whole thing easier. I showed them how to move the live feed up from where the status feed was, depending on which one they wanted there. But, you know, when you get into stuff like that, most of them are glassy-eyed by that point. You've just taken these newbies who
right.
never had been on Facebook and given them 2.5 hours of stuff, and now in this last half hour you're talking about other things that they're just kind of, their heads are spinning. One of the things that worked real well was I had somebody in the class who didn't have her laptop with her, and I used her as the example that I was showing live on the screen. And why that worked well was when somebody signs up new, they see a whole nother sign-in screen than we do actively using it. You
right.
know, I just realized I hadn't stopped recording.